Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Yep.
So you were saying sometimes it feels like stupid people are winning. And I was asking, are you referring to the story that we're going to talk about today or just a general statement?
Actually, no. When I saw what you wanted to talk about, it's a refreshing change of pace because I feel like in the first story, the stupid person is not winning.
Okay.
And in the second story, everything is working out the way it should.
It's actually kind of a brilliant story, actually. Let's throw some station identification in. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Stupid people.
Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the In Here Trippin' edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode Sunday through Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on IG Live. And if you want to catch any replays of this episode or any other of our episodes, you can go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. And this is also the last one. We will not be doing this anymore. The title of this episode is Nelly Lives, But the Show Dies. And we're going to go back to our regular schedule, which is us dropping an episode every Tuesday. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Good for Nelly, though.
Thanks, oh.
I think your hair might be hitting the mic.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those things. All right. Let me do this.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see how this works out. This is going to look interesting on camera, right? That's what it feels like. It feels like, yeah, I feel like it's one of those weird surfer things. So... now that we've done that, let's jump into today's. Yeah. Okay, Sharon. See, this is the problem with the Nelly is dead thing. We cannot say things like that. Like, the whole Nelly is dead thing is one of the worst. All right. So.
I believe you're the one who said it.
All right. So anyhow, you're too into it. That's the key, Kev. Like you're provoking this nonsense.
I would argue that I am the exact right amount of into it.
So check this out. You know that one of my favorite places in the world to antagonize is Philadelphia. One of my favorite people in the world are Philadelphians. And, you know, it's one of those things, right? It's like you mess with people because you love them. You enjoy them. And I really appreciate people from Philly. And it's so easy to mess with.
It's the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's the city of brotherly love for whatever reason. So, the title
of this... Maybe this is a good example.
Well, there's that. The title of this episode or the title of this topic is I Heart Philly. I do. I really do. Love you, Philly. Oh. That's for Philly. The woman who spat on two people in De Bruno Bros speaks out. This is from Philly Mag. The players involved in this are the ill spitter, Jacqueline McBride. Somewhere in this, Kev, I tried to fit a Black Thought reference. You know what I'm saying? Like being one of the ill spitters and Beanie Siegel or whatever. I tried to, you know, Philly adds another spitter to it. But then I figured, you know, it's not going to work out, right?
Let Karen spittin'.
All right. So during the last week of April, police asked the public to identify a woman who allegedly spat on two people inside of De Bruno Bros in Rittenhouse Square the prior weekend. Police quickly arrested 27-year-old Jacqueline McBride. Her mugshot went viral. Now, this is the thing. I believe Rittenhouse Square is like a affluent area. That's what I got from much of the... That is true. I'm sorry. Just running this back. Jeff, I did mess up. I should have done with what we do is wrong. Gone with what we do is wrong from when used freeway as a reference. That is very true. So I believe the Rittenhouse Square is an affluent area in Philly. I believe so. So the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office charged McBride with two counts, each of terroristic threats, simple assault, and harassment. She's out of jail currently, awaiting her scheduled hearing June 1st. my favorite thing are the quotes. So do you want to say anything before we get to ill-spit of Jacqueline McBride's quotes?
I assumed it was an affluent area because she's still breathing, or at least she's not in the hospital ward.
Reasonable thought. Very reasonable thought. All right, let's get into the quotes, because this is the best part about it. This is absolutely the greatest thing. she quotes, "It's embarrassing, and I don't think it's the least bit funny. People have been making jokes about me online, but it's not funny. People don't know what's going on in my personal life, and they just jump to conclusions, making me out to be like I'm some kind of monster."
Yeah. Well,
you did.
Yeah.
Spit on two people in a... Okay, whatever.
You're gross.
You're kind of disgusting. Yeah. McBride is originally from the Poconos area. I didn't even know that was a real place, by the way, the Poconos. I thought that was just something that Bugs Bunny said. So there's that. She says she took a 6-month lease on a Rittenhouse Square apartment in Philly late last year and worked as a server and a bartender until the coronavirus shut everything down. According to McBride, things spiraled downward from there. She claims somebody stole a bunch of her belongings in late March, and then she says somebody stole her phone, and by the time she walked into De Bruno Mars in late April, her quote, things were really bad.
Did you
in
say
my
De Bruno
life.
Mars?
Oh, De Bruno Bros. I knew I was going to do that. You knew I knew I was going to do that at least once. I knew that Bruno Mars was going to happen.
I let so much slide, but I had to jump on that one.
De Bruno Bros. I knew I was going to do it. I read this immediately and said, I'm going to say Bruno Mars at least once. All right, so... So check this out, y'all. You guys, this is the best part. In the first incident, McBride explains that she was trying to figure out how to pay for an item at the store. According to McBride, an employee at the store gave her quote-unquote attitude after she asked if she could use PayPal. So McBride admits that she spit on that employee. So there's one. That's one. That's verse number one, right?
Right.
In the second spitting incident... Well, McBride admits that she didn't do anything wrong. The person that she spit on didn't do anything wrong. She said, "I was just really pissed off that day. She probably did nothing." This is the best one. I think we're going to get away with this. You could bleep it out later if you want. But this is her quote. So we're not really cursing. This is her quote. Right? All right. Whatever. Last show. "She probably did nothing wrong. I can be a little bitch sometimes, and I was acting like a little bitch that day." What's happening?
I like how you put a little sauce on that.
What's happening right there? What is going on? "But remember," says McBride, "I've been in scary situations with no phone and nothing to eat. But I'm not trying to act like some huge victim. I'll take the blame for my actions. But you have to know that I was acting out of character."
See, that's the thing I didn't understand. She was doing okay right up until that last line.
Well, but she said she could be a little bee sometimes. So is it out of character or is it not?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. So it all fit together right up until she said she was acting out of character.
Hey, listen. The amount of privilege. I think that whole thing, I could have just... repeated the word privilege over and over and over and over and over. Right?
But also, how... What? I know very few people, male or female, who can spit that fast without... faster than a... bip! Like, you gotta see the wind-up.
And get at it? Well, it might not have been a hawk. It might have just been like a quick little, you know, splatter, like a, you know...
Oh.
Ugh, gross.
But if you're going to do it, I mean, really?
Okay, hands down, first of all, shout out to O. He said that's a real Karen district. And shout out to Traumatics, because that is true. No phone is scary. So, like, the first, 20 plus years of my life was scary. I've lived without a phone for quite a while. So I don't know.
If there's anything, if there's anything we've learned over the past 48 hours, is that there's a certain type of person in this country who gets very scary, disproportionately scary, oddly unscary situations.
That is true. That is true. I wish that wasn't true, but it is absolutely true. The other thing about this is, is that the word? that's like the nastiest thing you could do. Is like spit.
It is.
I'm like, yo, that's an automatic beatdown. Like it. I mean, I wouldn't hit a woman. That's for starters. But
this is also Philly, evidently a place where at some stores you can pay with PayPal.
I don't think it was an option. I don't think it was an option. I feel like the clerk said what you said, like PayPal. What are you talking about right now? Do you have a PayPal card? You could do that, but
oh,
but yeah. Outside of that, nah, I'm not gonna let you log in. I mean, you know what? Home Depot, you can pay with PayPal. So there's
Home
that
Depot.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah. So I don't know. Ill spitter, Jacqueline McBride though. Philly adds another spitter to the list. We got who? We got Freeway. We got Beans. Of course, we got the ultimate, the penultimate, Black Thought. Is Petey Crack from Philly? I think so, right? I'm thinking of other spitters from Bahamadia. I mean, they have a mass list of great MCs, and I think Jacqueline wants to join the list.
Yeah, she's whack.
Yeah, she whack.
And then she said that she... Did you read the part about her being a one place where critics have been targeting McBride was on one of her social media pages. There she posted lots of Kardashian-style glamour selfies and shots of herself in bed wearing very little. Lots of hate-filled comments show up. How dare she try and compare herself to a Kardashian? I will not stand for that.
I see where this is going.
This is a place that we will not stand for that kind of slander, a blasphemy. Philly.
I don't believe, based on information, that Kardashian spit at all. Do with that as you never wish. Know. So
I think Kim wrote Kanye's whole last album.
All right.
Again, not necessarily an argument for or against what you just said, but whatever.
All right, so let's move on to the next. Speaking of, I don't know if that's an exclusive. I don't know if that's exclusive. Is it? I guess 3 out of 4 of them. I don't know. I don't know. We're just all right. Okay, so. On to the next rapper.
Okay.
Swifty Cent is the title of this, and it's you know, based on the article. I laughed for a good 20 minutes when I read this. I really did. I thought this was absolutely hilarious. And I don't think 50 is as upset as XXL tried to make it out to be, but this artist is doing God's work. 50 Cent is pissed at this guy who keeps painting about. Okay, 50 Cent is pissed that an artist keeps painting him as Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, and others. Reports XXL Mag. Players involved in this are 50 Cent. 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Sharon, come on. What are we doing right now? All right. This Kardashian. The Kardashians move around the NBA more than the players do. All right.
Now they definitely do.
Well, yeah, that's certain now. All right. Over the last month, 50 Cent initially laughed at the images of himself combined with other rappers and public figures that were popping up around the world. But now he has questions for the man responsible for some of the artwork. On Friday, May 1st, old news, Fifth uploaded a clip to social media which showed another painted picture of himself, but instead the image being 50's face on someone else. It was the rapper without teeth on the side of the painting. The artist named Lush Sucks, who's from Melbourne, wrote, "Too many trips to the candy shop."
It's so silly.
It's so pointless, yo. So, 50 wrote on Twitter and on Instagram, I think. This is some BS. But how the hell is he doing this so fast? All right, he's talented. But why the F he picked me? He also included a report from the Daily Mail detailing the artist's recent work of 50 as Taylor Swift, 50 as Donald Trump, 50 as Post Malone, 50 as 6ix9ine, and more. I love it. According to the outlet, the Australian street artist has painted the murals of 50 that keep popping up around Melbourne, Australia, later surfacing on social media. The artist unveiled his most recent work on Thursday, April 29th, as Swifty Cent, which is 50 Cent and Taylor Swift combined. We'll have a picture of that on RSR Podcast. I love every, I'm talking every second of this. I love it.
I just noticed that it says Smash or Pass. On the Taylor Swift
line. Oh my God.
Oh, this is so pointless. Wait, and on awesome.
The, on the 50 on the 50 Cent Taylor Swift mashup, it says Smash or Pass.
Yeah.
Hey Heidi, what's up? What's up, Paris?
Oh dude. Yeah, this is great. You know what's even better about it is 50's reaction. Because he knows that he knows that at least for now he's kind of outmatched.
He's
yeah. Such a troll. He's such a pro caliber. That's what OJ troll. Just said.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I agree. This is the best. I mean, they couldn't have picked a better subject because you know 50's such such a wild troll that he actually kind of has to laugh this off a little bit. Like he could say something about it, but dude is throwing up the murals hella fast and. I wonder if these are commissioned. Like, people are like, yo, you gonna paint another 50 Cent painting? Like, do this on the side of my building. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
I think what would perfect. You do if somebody did that to you?
Laugh. Laugh and post videos of it. That's all you can do. Yo, the more mad you get, the more murals are gonna pop up and the more people that are just good. Then you're gonna have like 90 artists. Just across the world doing murals. You might as well laugh about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this story is far from over, I hope.
Oh, yeah. I hope there's way more. I hope this never ends. Like, this will be the best thing. Yeah, since sliced bread. Please continue to do this. Whoever this artist is, do not stop doing this.
Oh, man. It's great. It's fun.
It is fun.
So. Oh, what a great escape from all the nonsense.
Well, you know, the two gentlemen that caused probably the most ruckus this week were arrested today. And I don't want to serious up.
Wait, what did you call them?
The two gentlemen that caused the most ruckus this week. I'm really trying. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. That Jeff the Boston fan not. Is accurate. There definitely needs to be a 50 and Ja Rule mashup. That artist is definitely slipping. Like, that should have been one of the first ones. That would piss 50 off. I would love every second of it. That would be the way Ja Rule could come back. Because Fire Festival's not going to work, Ja. So you gotta figure it out. So yeah, the man and his son were arrested today. And I do want to say this. Like, this is the thing. Without seriousing up the show real quick, we've had on this show a couple discussions about you know, racial attacks in this country or whatever. I've gone on record saying it. You know, the racism has kind of just permeated every individual in society, from black, white, Asian, etc. But do we have to be responsible? Like, I'm not understanding where people are getting the idea that black folks have to respond to their every question or concern. Black folks barbecuing, you got to answer we got to answer why we're doing it. Black folks jogging, we got to answer questions about why we're doing it. Black folks walking around with Skittles, we got to answer to just to not to the police or authorities, but just citizens feel like, oh well, there's a problem in the community and we should be able to follow and pursue black people to deal with and question at any given time, no matter who I am. I don't know why people feel like it's odd for a person to respond to that weirdly. Like, if just take yourself and put yourself in any situation, if you're in a grocery store, you haven't stolen anything, and you're confronted by another patron, like, you're gonna be livid, like, pissed. Dude, what are you in my, get away from me, what are you talking about, what are you doing? I mean, there are several you know, there's several lanes in all of this, but that's the one that I start with. I don't have to answer to you. You know what I'm saying? You chasing me down the street with guns, like, for what? I don't have to answer to you. It's already bad enough that when the police show up, they show up violently. But you already got that in your back pocket. If you call the police, I'm likely going to get shot or arrested for doing nothing anyway. And on top of that, you feel like I got to answer to you? Like, come on, man. Get out of my face. You know what I mean? I don't know. I could go on for an hour on just that alone. I just don't understand why that's a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they arrested, but
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it just needs to stop.
Yep, and we'll see what happens.
Now we at stage two of the anxiety concerning this situation. You know, it's like stop already. You know what I'm saying? But whatever.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But anyway, sorry about that, y'all. It's, you know, Rap Sucks Radio. We, you know, appreciate y'all listening. This is the last episode of In Here Trippin', the In Here Trippin' edition of Rap Sucks Radio. We will no longer be rocking on IG Live at Sunday through Thursday at 8 o'clock. We're going back to our dropping a new episode on rapsucksradio.com every Tuesday and your favorite podcasting platform with the exception of Pandora. We appreciate y'all, man. It was fun. It was fun. It was a learning experience. And, you know, we got it, Karens. I feel like we really took the Karens out this time. And, you know, I just appreciate it. Kev, you got anything you want to throw out there?
Oh man. Yeah, and stay locked into rapsucksradio.com or rapsucksradio on Instagram, RSR podcasts on Facebook to see what's up next.
Yeah, we got pretty much
just the same thing.
Well, yeah. It's not though. We actually got something dope coming up next. Come on. Give it props.
It's coming. All
right. Yeah. My name is Trek Life. That's my homeboy Kev Sakota. Your homeboy Kev Sakota, actually.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com, RSR podcast, or rapsucksradio on Instagram and Twitter. And on the count of three, we say peace. See y'all on Tuesday. 1, 2, 3. Peace. We out, y'all.
Yep. Yeah.